It's just really vital for us to have somebody who can split the differences and be a collaborative partner in taking care of the landscapes of the West. It's been something that's been missing in recent years.
Brett Prettyman, director of the Utah Wildlife Federation, says after 4 years of BLM policies fashioned by oil industry insiders, Tracy Stone Manning is the right person at the right time. Since 2017, Stone Manning has served as senior advisor for conservation policy at the National Wildlife Federation. Prior to that, she was chief of staff for Montana Governor Steve Bullock and director of that state's Department of Environmental Quality. While Stone Manning's nomination has strong support among Democrats, she could face a fight with Senate Republicans for her opposition to moving BLM headquarters to Colorado and her call to block the nomination of her predecessor, oil industry attorney William Perry Pendley, to head the agency. Prettyman believes Stone Manning is well-suited to deal with public land issues.
Grazing is a very big issue in the West, and I think she's aware of that. She's been able to work on issues like that in the past, and I feel like she's got a lot of experience that's going to help her represent interests for the BLM in Utah and across the West.
Prettyman says Stone Manning's history of collaboration will bring disparate groups and stakeholders together to determine the best way to manage the BLM's 900 million acres of public land and water. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.